Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Tuesday on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah, how are you doing today?
Good. Let's see. What did I do last night? We had family dinner last night. Dinner was spaghetti, salad, and breadsticks.
Do you contribute to like making or who makes the dinner? Does mom make it still?
Who's no. The... Katie makes it. My sister-in-law makes it. And she's by far the best cook in the family.
Really?
And she's going to kill me for say this. But my one thing that I have to do is help with watching the bread go in the oven and when it goes out. Because Katie has burnt every single piece of bread ever that... she cooks.
I don't know what it is about like garlic bread or anything like that. It's like the thing that always you forget about. Like you could put like a pizza in, you'll remember it. You put it like a roast in, you'll remember it.
Yeah.
You put garlic bread in, instantly forget. Like I respect that happens because I don't know what it is about garlic bread.
And I'm a big GB person and so I get really, really upset. So now it's my responsibility to watch
you
it.
You must be because you had to call it GB like garlic bread. You had to make garlic bread cool. You did make garlic bread cool.
Yep.
How was your day yesterday, Kevin?
It was pretty fun. You know, we are in the midst of preparing for my nephew's wedding.
Oh yeah, that's this weekend.
I am a reader, so I actually got the scripture to read from. It's a book I'm unfamiliar with, which is weird because they're both Catholic.
Oh, really?
So you're like, what am I missing?
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's the reading you're going to do?
Yeah.
It's interesting that you have a bigger role in your nephew's wedding than Hannah did as the maid of honor of her cousin's wedding.
That's crazy. I can't believe it.
So if you guys know the Book of Tobin, you know, to hook a guy up.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, AV, how was your day?
I mean, you know, just lots of editing. I had an orthodontist appointment that wasn't so fun.
Yeah, what happened? You came and said, my orthodontist appointment. You have the worst teeth ever, and I don't mean that in a...
That is the meanest thing you've ever said to her.
I have the worst luck.
Yes, you've had, like, teeth like being removed.
And I just have, like, PTSD from dentists, and so it's, like, very hard for me to already not leave crying. And then to get bad news, I just, like, sit in my car, and I'm like, of course.
When I was a little kid, they ripped all my teeth off because my parents just kept giving me, like, apple juice in a bottle. I don't know why they did that. But parents were wild back in the day, I guess. And so they like rotted all my teeth out. They're like, we have to remove it. But you couldn't like numb kids' teeth back then, or maybe you still can, I don't know, because most kids don't rot out their teeth before they're like one or two or whatever. So they ripped out all my baby teeth. And I remember I would run from the dentist. And I still, every time I go to the dentist, I still get like, I get nervous. I get anxious. So I'm right there with you. I hate the dentist.
I'm going there today.
Bad experiences.
This is really good.
Good luck.
Yeah. Hide me up, guys.
I'm like AB though. Like when there's something about a dentist office, like the smell of it, everything. You're like, I don't know, freaks me out.
Yeah.
So good luck today, Hannah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I feel like the one thing we all can agree on right now is Taylor Swift and the Swiftie Army. And 11-year-old Henry Hinson has spina bifida and uses a wheelchair and recently went super viral, you guys have probably saw this already, for his Halloween costume inspired by Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. His costume caught the attention of Swiftie Nation, who then gifted him two tickets to her upcoming concert in Indianapolis. They realized, like, oh my gosh, he's a huge Swiftie.
Love it.
He's so creative with his costume. And so the Swiftie Army gathered up money to pay for his ticket to go to the concert.
Such a cool experience for him.
And he's got over 800,000 views on this video,
good
too.
For him.
Hopefully you can cash in a check for that.
Yes. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Today is National Nut Day. If you guys didn't know that, bet you didn't, but now you do. Let's talk about your favorite nuts. And before you answer, please do not answer the way Hannah has had in the past.
Yep. All right. I got to keep my FCC brain on today. I
Hold
guess.
On. Kevin, you have the clip ready. Kevin's working on a new system, so it doesn't work. And it's funny because we talked about this before. This segment,
you know, it doesn't work if you don't have the system on. I have it on. Here's how Hannah was.
I don't even know this.
On National Nut Day.
What is something that arouses women, starting with the letter D?
Don't answer that.
Nuts.
So don't say D's nuts.
I forgot about D's nuts.
Don't say D's nuts. What is your favorite kind of nut, and don't say D's nuts?
Honestly, it's hard to pick.
What do you mean it's hard to pick?
I don't really like any nuts.
You don't like any nuts. You don't like pistachios, cashews, almonds.
I mean, I guess pistachios.
You really
hate
nuts?
They're hard to crack. They hurt my fingers. I'm not really a nut girl either.
Really? You don't like a single nut? Cashews?
No. Yeah, cashews like, to me.
Honey roasted?
Yeah.
I don't really like any nuts, but like I like peanut butter, so I guess peanuts.
Okay.
These nuts.
These nuts.
I feel like we're like five.
You guys just wanted to say. What about for you?
I'm a cashew guy. That to me is like the fancier of the nut.
Pistachios are like some of the best nuts ever. I love pistachios or honey roasted.
Kev, you kind of remind me of that guy on the peanut can.
Oh, Mr. Peanut?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
All right.
No.
Why does he remind you of the peanut
He's
guy?
Cute.
Get me a monocle.
The polls are open.
I knew when I asked, what's your favorite kind of nut, we were in trouble. All right, we have other really intelligent questions to ask you in a pop culture game. We'll ask you really, really intelligent stuff. Who wants to play Hannah's Homeschool? We're looking for someone fun to play as Hannah's Homeschool. 314-531-9898. You'll play against a very silly Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Ryan, you down to play Hannah's Homeschool?
Absolutely. I lost last time, so I'm hoping to win this time.
Our revenge matchup this time. I like that. All right. Absolutely. So Hannah's going to leave the room, get out onto here, so Ryan can win and we can give him answers so he can win. Hannah's going to leave the room so she can't hear the questions. Five pop culture questions. I'll ask you guys both the same questions. Ty does go towards Hannah, okay?
All right.
This Hunger Games star is expecting baby number two. We just found out she's pregnant.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Sophia Bush announced she is going to be joining Hannah's favorite TV show, Grey's Anatomy. She played Brooke Davis on what TV show in the 2000s?
I have no idea. One Tree Hill.
Okay, well, I guess you did have some kind of idea, because
nice
that's correct.
Nice job, yeah.
Okay.
What TV show is famous for the line, "Winter is coming"?
Game of Thrones.
All right, yeah, it's kind of on its way here, too. Who voices the character of Elsa in Disney's Frozen? The other day we asked about Anna, but who voices Elsa in Disney's Frozen?
Idina Menzel.
And Dirty Dancing is coming to Broadway as a musical. Who stars as Johnny in the original Dirty Dancing?
Patrick Swayze.
Boom. Whoa. Ryan won 5 for 5.
Nice
this guy
job,
was on an Avenge tour. Look at this guy. All right. We'll see how Hannah does. But Ryan, I'm feeling a W for you today. All right, man?
I'm surprised. All right.
Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio on the Brett Maga Show. She is playing Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah left the room. She could not hear the five questions we asked Ryan. She's got to get at least a tie to beat Ryan. I'll ask Hannah the same five questions I just got done asking Ryan, where she couldn't hear those answers. Ryan said he lost to you last time, Hannah, and he was on an Avenge game.
He was upset.
Ryan, tell her how many you got right on your Avenge tour.
Oh, I went 5 for 5 this time.
Dang.
Oh!
My God, Ryan didn't miss a single question. And
right.
They're not easy. All right. This Hunger
Games. No sports.
There is actually no sports today. This Hunger Games star is expecting baby number two.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Just announced, okay? This question about your favorite TV show. Okay. Sophia Bush announced she's going to be joining Grey's Anatomy. She played Brooke Davis on what TV show?
One Tree Hill.
Yes, 2 for 2.
Ho, ho, ho!
What TV show is famous for the line, "Winter is coming"?
Winter's coming.
Also on its way in real life, too. Weather's starting to change.
What kind of hint was that?
I'm just letting you
know
some facts.
It's October.
What TV show is famous for the line, "Winter is coming"?
Can I get a genre?
No.
You give everybody else hints.
Look at this begging, Ryan. Did you see this?
I didn't get any hints this time, Hannah.
Survivor?
No!
Game of Thrones.
Dude, I never would have known that. Only Kevin watches that.
Everyone has seen Game of Thrones.
Right. They had shirts and everything. Winter is coming.
They had shirts and everything, Hannah.
Come on.
Who voices the character of Elsa in Disney's Frozen?
Anna Kendrick?
No.
What?
No. Idina Menzel.
Oh! I knew she wasn't getting that
Dirty Dancing is coming to Broadway. Who plays Johnny in the original?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
What?
Patrick Swayze. You're like
no
2 out of 5. Ryan just dominated.
Yeah.
That's what kicked me in the face.
Yeah, that's what I call a domination, a dominating revenge win.
Domination
from Ryan.
Winter is coming.
Ryan, congrats on the win. Hannah, you get to hear Hannah say it.
This is saying I got schooled by Ryan.
Say it nicer to him.
He sounded like my dad. This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Ryan.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
All right, for keep it moving, we keep it moving through stories. How that works is I read a headline, and Hannah goes, eh, keep it moving. Same way I scroll past that story. We just read headlines like most of us do on our phones. Or if she needs more details or you need more details, she'll give it to you just based off the headline. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and we can see how many stories we can get through. Chaos packaging is the new hot marketing ploy.
I feel like I'd be really good at that. What is it?
So it's a lot of different brands are doing like random products in different products. And what I mean by that is like they'll have like SPF 30, like some sunscreen, but they'll put it in a whipped cream bottle. So it looks like a whipped cream bottle, and then boom, you spray it on and it's sunscreen actually.
Love it.
They have a brand called Flo that sells tampons and an ice cream tubes.
Oh.
They have a brand called Engine that sells alcohol and motor oil cans.
Love that.
And so a lot of different companies are doing
this.
It's
like a little surprise.
Yes. So they think it's fun. You know, like one of the first companies to do it was kind of the Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was like a beer can. Yeah. And definitely,
water.
But it's just water. And so Liquid Death is like worth like almost $1.5 billion. So now all these other companies are doing it. They did say one of the worst things about it, though, is it can confuse people.
And yes.
So some people did like soap in soda cans, and they said like, hey, this is dangerous because some people were starting to drink them.
Yeah, that company will probably have a lot of lawsuits, but fun while it lasted.
Yeah, teen smoking.
Keep it moving. Let's not do that.
It's actually an all-time low.
Good.
Malfunction helps a man win the lottery.
What type of malfunction?
So this guy in Illinois tried to buy a lottery ticket, went to the vending machine at the grocery store. I wish, Kevin.
Yeah.
And the machine wouldn't let him buy the like ticket he wanted. So he went to another machine and wouldn't let him buy the ticket he wanted. I was like, what the hell? None of these tickets are working. And so he went to like the last one, and it finally ended up working. He's like, dang it, fine. I'll just buy this one. They spits out a ticket, scratch off, $9.2 million.
Oh! God.
It was wow. Like it was meant to be.
Winner's yeah. Fate.
Yeah, he tried to buy so many different tickets and it wouldn't work. Woo! And then all of a sudden got $9 million.
Shout out to the technical people that didn't show up to work that day to fix the machines. You should give them a cut.
Right? Yeah, we would take it. That's all the time we have.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. 32% of parents say this is the hardest thing about parenting.
I would say that I think the hardest thing is dealing with the damn phones.
Oh,
figuring 32%. Out when to give your kid a phone, when to take it away, what to do with it.
Phone decisions.
As an aunt, that drives me crazy, so I can't imagine how you parents feel.
Kevin, what's the hardest thing about being a parent? You got two kids?
So much. You know what, though? I'm a terrible eater, so I'm going to say the hardest thing is to make sure they eat healthy.
Okay. Mm. AB?
I think I'm going to say letting them go in the sense of like whether they're moving out to go to college or work or whatever that may
just,
be.
Just, yeah, just letting, like, wanting to put them in a bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can understand that answer. 32% of parents say this is the hardest thing about parenting. No one got it correct. Parents,
damn, this is kind of deep.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. 32% of parents say this is the hardest thing about parenting.
Teacher Ashley texted in and said, when your kid is sick, oh, that's really hard.
Yeah.
The Meyer family says keeping the house clean. Rocket said something similar to mine, but a little more specific. Rocket said getting off of technology, like taking away the iPad, things like that. Ashley says knowing the boundaries between being a parent and a friend. Victoria says getting your kids to fall asleep. Susan says navigating dating for your kids is really hard. Teacher Suzanne straight up just says discipline.
Man, yeah. Parenting is hard.
Yeah,
I know.
There's
this
a lot
is,
of hards.
There's so many answers, but no one got it right. I think it's probably a tough one, but 32% of parents said this is the hardest thing about parenting, said getting the kids to get along with each other.
Fighting
in the house, drama among the kids. You're like, man, this is way more complicated than I thought it was going to be. You're just running referee sometimes.
Mega Minds.
We are commercial free for the next hour, and actually paying you to listen for that hour. All you got to do is download the Odyssey app, listen to Y98 for an hour, and you instantly qualify for $5,000 when you fall into 5K while we're commercial free for this hour. One of the things on the Brett Maga Show that we want to do, and we really do feel strongly about, is we feel like you guys are our friends, our family. And so it's important for us to like create gatherings for us to all hang out together. We did the Cards game together. We did a City 2 game together. And we have something really cool. It's going to be a Hocus Pocus, which is the best Halloween movie of all time. It's not even up for debate. I watch it every year for Fall Day. We're going to do it at High Point.
It's just a bunch of Hocus Pocus.
It's going to be on Saturday.
Brett actually planned this out a year ago.
Yes.
Because a year ago, like today, basically, he asked, he was like, hey, I feel like it'd be really good for the show if you watched Hocus Pocus the movie. And I was like, okay, yeah, I never did it. So this year, Brett made sure that we were going to have a High Point screening.
Hannah Sutton has never seen Hocus Pocus.
I haven't.
I'm so offended by this. It is the best Halloween movie
I can't
ever.
Even hype up the movie, but I can hype up the event.
High Point Theater, Saturday, October 26th, from 12:30 to 2:30. At 12:30 is when the movie is going to start. Hannah will finally see Hocus Pocus.
Yes, you'll be able to see my live reaction to seeing the movie. And also, I want everybody to wear their Halloween costumes. I love seeing Halloween costumes. I also need ideas for my nephew Palmer. I don't think really his Halloween costume is secured yet.
All right.
So I'll need to see some ideas. If I'm dressing up for Halloween, I haven't even thought about it yet, so I'll need ideas too. So everybody bring your Halloween costumes.
Yeah, that's what's cool about this, is they're going to do Hocus Pocus at the theater, but also they're going to be a bunch of cool stuff before, and it's going to be fairly family friendly. So people can wear their Halloween costumes and be like trick-or-treating and things like that. So you can run amok all over. You can run amok.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic. Oh. Where children wear costumes and run amok.
All over High Point.
That was pretty sly of you, Brett.
Yes.
So I'm going to be dropping Hocus Pocus quotes all over the place next week.
So you can grab your tickets. There'll be info and links on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show, if you want to go. Or you can just text us at 314-531-9898. I want to go to Hocus Pocus with you at the High Point on Saturday. Is there a game, a board game, a video game that your family just takes way too serious? Like every single time it gets pulled out of the closet, you're like, it's on. 314-531-9898. Hannah, your family takes Uno pretty serious, huh?
You guys have no idea. Like, literally, this is like a foundational part of my family. I've been living with my brother and my sister-in-law, and I've just been having so much fun. We play Uno, I'm not kidding, every single day. Like, Uno is near us at all times. We even had to buy an automatic card shuffler because we all had blisters on our hand from shuffling the deck so much.
Do you guys like keep score on who's winning? Is there a scoreboard? Is there arguments? What's the intensity level?
Oh, there's arguments every single game, but we really don't keep score. It's kind of like a daily basis, like whoever wins like the most that day. I actually had to go out last night. We had family dinner, and I had to go out and repurchase. I think it might be like the fifth or sixth Uno attack machine because we play it until it wears out. And it's not even just like the batteries wear out. Like, obviously, you change the batteries. I'm saying we play the game so much that the machine literally like dysfunctions and like dies.
Do you do keep drawing? Like, is there people play different Uno rules, right?
Oh yeah,
like,
keep drawing.
You keep drawing, so it's not just draw like one card or whatever it is. You play keep drawing because everyone plays different.
But if you play Uno attack, you have to press the button and then you could get like 30 cards.
I've never played Uno attack, so that's the version you do.
I want you to see that version of me, Brett. I don't know that I want to ever play with you. I mean, I bring out a different side.
We used to have a family Monopoly night. We don't do it for Christmas, like right around Christmas with my wife's family, and it's because so many arguments happen during Monopoly.
Yeah,
we would always look forward to it, and I got really good at it because I'm like persuasive and had a strategy, and it was like perfect game for me. And I'll never forget this fight. My wife hates when I bring it up because she was ridiculous. like, it was like Christmas Eve, and we didn't sleep in the same room because of the stupid Monopoly game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
man,
said that
oh,
took
man.
Advantage. Her little brother, it was her little brother who's like now like in his 20s or whatever, but like, because we've been together since high school, he was like obsessed with me as like, as my, like as her sister's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I convinced him to make a really bad trade with me, and I just dominated the game. And she's like, you took advantage of my little brother and you won, and I'm just done with you.
I would have been upset with you too.
See, yeah. Wow. And I'm
no,
like,
yep.
You're
you got to play. You
got
to play.
And yep. She was like, literally, we're in an argument about freaking Monopoly on Christmas. I'm like, mm-hmm. Katie, do you remember how ridiculous you were? And they're like, no, you took advantage of him. Everyone still thinks I'm wrong.
I'm on your side.
Thank you. That's yeah. how the game is
Nobody's
played.
Nobody's safe. Yes. There's no love.
Yes. My family on like Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving or all of the like big holidays that we get together, my mom's side will play blackjack.
Really? Okay.
So everybody will put in like $20 or $30 or something. And it's kind of a fight to who gets to be on the like quote unquote team with my grandma, because she'll
legit.
Put in more money, but Ooh. Then let you keep it all.
Wow.
And so it's like, who's going to be nicest to grandma today to be on her team?
Do you guys have a game, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, Christmas Eve, I totally thought about it. When we were younger, we would always play Risk.
Oh my God, I've never
yes.
played this
oh.
game.
I don't know that
it's the game.
Game
of World Conquest.
Because I thought you can't, it never ends, right? Doesn't it? It's like
it
the
doesn't.
Longest game.
Yeah,
you, it's kind of like Uno.
Yeah, it is kind of like, it's kind of
no,
like Monopoly.
Uno ends, somebody wins.
No, my family plays strategically, so the rounds go longer. Duh.
But risk,
next.
But risk can be
no, like risk
be
like lasts for like
yeah.
years.
If you don't conquer certain people,
it's like
you
taking
you
over the world.
Yes.
It's like,
well,
yes.
I didn't know this was like
is it
an
a board game?
It's a board game. It's yeah. also a video game now too, which actually does end because they have a timer now.
Oh.
It's like, you know.
Because I've always like heard never play Risk. It's the never ending game. Like you leave it set up in like the basement forever.
But the best part about the game is it will teach you world geography.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So there's always a benefit to playing.
All right. Does anyone else have any games where you play with your family? It could be like board games. It seems like board games are big for us. But I know some people that take like Mario Kart like real serious. They bust
Wii
out
Sports
Wii
Resort.
Sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You bust it out for your family and you know it's on. 314-531-9898. All right. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And we're talking about how Hannah's family plays Uno basically every night. And they take it so serious. They had to buy a second Uno attack thinger.
No, not second, more like 20 seconds.
They keep breaking it. Is it a game for your family where you bust it out and you're like, oh man, it's on. We all take it way too serious. Fights end up coming, busting out, or it could be a video game of some sort. But what game does your family, you don't even know if you're allowed to play it, but when you play it, it gets pretty intense. 314-531-9898. Ellen, I've never heard of this game. What game does your family play?
One Night Ultimate Werewolf. And there's somebody heard
yes!
of
it.
Yes!
That's honestly
oh
what
my
I should have
it
said.
It is the most fun.
It is the
it
most
is
fun
most
game I've ever played.
You,
one Night of what? Uh-huh.
Games. They're 10-minute games, and you do it with character cards and an app on your phone, and it is addicting, but it is just too fun.
Baby wants to be part of your
yes.
family.
That, like, it's been a couple months since I've played, because you have to have, like, probably at least five people, and, like, my
absolutely.
Whole family isn't here right now. But that is, like,
yeah,
seriously,
absolutely.
I would recommend that game to anyone. It is so fun.
Yeah, you have to figure out who is the vampires and the minions in the game, and the minions can help the vampires.
Who do you? Who would be a vampire
live.
On this show? Who would be the vampire, Ellen?
Oh gosh, I don't know about that. You guys are all too nice.
Oh, so the vampires
oh,
are bad.
You must
it's kind of a game
listener.
Of lying.
Oh.
So it's kind of like who can have the best poker face and lie.
Oh
and
yeah,
like,
it
I'm
is
out.
A bluff game, and
yeah.
you accuse other people to try to save yourself if you're. The werewolf or the minion. It is so
I think Brett
much
would be
fun.
Good at that.
All right. Well, this game sounds fun. Well, all right.
I have a video of my family playing it. We can post it on our Instagram story. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just play simple games like, Paul, you're the master of what game?
It's Monopoly. I'm the Monopoly King, and I made my daughter the Monopoly Queen.
What's your, what's your strategy? What are you trying to buy?
Battle.
What area are you going for?
I always go for the low-end properties.
And then try to build up on them.
All the way around the first corner and the second corner.
Yep, you got to own your corner.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't worry about Park Place and Boardwalk or that.
Right.
Too many people focus on that as build up my hotels, and then my daughters learn the same thing, and that's a battle.
All right, I checked out, Paul.
He's an investor.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'll play against you, Paul, sometime.
Do you guys do the free parking $500? Does that make a pot for that, or is that just free parking?
That's just free parking unless we start throwing money in the pot.
That's not a thing, Kevin.
No, it's a thing.
No. Oh, well, people are arguing about it. See, you get with your family and arguments break out. Mm-hmm. Megan, your family gets into an argument playing what game?
Canasta.
So I've never played Canasta, but arguments get busted out, huh, between you and your family, huh?
Yeah, so we play Canasta every time our family gets together, and it gets so heated, and the goal of the game is to beat my 83-year-old mother because she always wins.
I love that!
To the point where we start cheating, and my sister and I are texting each other on what we have in our hand so that we can beat Grandma.
You know, that's really funny that you brought up cheating. We just got a text that says... Rebecca texted in and said that her family plays Monopoly Cheaters Edition. You are supposed to cheat, and if you get caught, you get handcuffed to the game board. That's hilarious. Wow.
That's hilarious and legit. And I love how no one could still beat the 83-year-old mom. Like, right? She's just still legit. Right. still the shark sitting there.
She gets mad if she loses, too.
I get to see her sitting there with like a cigar and just taking it all serious. Mm. Like, let's bust out the Canasta, guys. So awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Liam Payne's toxicology report came in, and there seems to be something going on a little bit more than we thought. I'll share those results in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
It's almost been already a week since the tragic passing of One Direction star Liam Payne. And last night, his toxicology results came in and revealed that he had just a whole cocktail of different drugs in his system at the time of his death, including cocaine, crack, and an antidepressant that I will not be able to pronounce, benzodiazepine. The test also found pink cocaine, which I don't know what that is, but apparently it's a recreational drug that mixes meth, ketamine, MDMA, and other drugs as well. So,
and like crack. Like, it's crazy. What
like
the hell?
A whole array of stuff. Terrible things. Like, right when he passed away, TMZ, I believe it was, leaked like a bunch of photos of his hotel room. And I thought it was fake because it had these like weird, like
drug
shifty looking, like drug paraphernalia and like pipes. And it actually turned out that that was like the pipes that he was using were those like sketchy things. And it's just so concerning. I hate to hear that all that was what he was taking. Yesterday, I talked to you guys about how a hotel worker is being investigated as to be the one who sold him some of these drugs. But obviously, I mean, we won't know what's happening yet, but just to hear that all that was in his body is so disturbing and so sad.
I never actually taken a drug in my life. It seems like to me a crazy world to be in where like cocaine wasn't enough. We have to go to like pink cocaine, which is a mix of like five different things at once. And Lamar Odom, who we've all known has had his battles with addiction, pretty publicly said he's taken all of that stuff. He's taken every drug we've ever done. He's done the pink cocaine stuff. And he said, when you're on that much drugs, you can hallucinate and hear voices. And he's curious, doesn't know, obviously, will never really know. But I wonder if he was hearing voices, because he said that's what happened to him. So Lamar Odom just recently came out and said that.
Oh, that just breaks my heart. I guess I want to leave on a little bit more of a positive note, and it's that One Direction's music has jumped right back onto the charts. This usually happens when a musician passes away, but Liam's music, like personally, like his song Strip It Down or whatever, he shot back up. So is One Direction's all over their music, doubling streaming numbers. They're just huge right now. So if you would, pay a tribute to One Direction, listen to a song, and think of Liam Payne. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
If your sister's a massage therapist, is it weird to go to her to get massages? 314-531-9898. This happened when I was like catching up with a friend of mine while we're like out delivering pumpkins. And he's like, oh man, you got to hear this story, Brett. And it was a couple of guys. He goes, you know, we'll call him, you know, we'll call him Jack because, well, his name's Jack. Yeah. He's like, Jack's getting massages from his sister. His sister just became a massage therapist. That's so weird, isn't it? I didn't think it was weird to go to his sister to get a, he's like, she's a massage therapist. So he's like getting free massages because like he's getting professional massages. 314-531-9898. Is it weird?
I mean, I have a hard time thinking that massages aren't sexual. Like what? Every time I've ever gotten a massage, I feel like it's sexual. I'm not just asking Joe Schmo off the street to like, hey, can you rub my back? Like, no.
What boyfriend ruined you? Because that's like the code for every husband. Like, yeah, right. Every husband's like, let me give you a massage and hoping it leads to getting some. But they're professionals. This isn't sexual. They're going there because your body needs this.
If you have a sibling who does this as a career, you're telling me you wouldn't just be like, at the dinner table and be like, oh my gosh, I have a knot in my back. Can you get it out?
Hell yes. I'd be like, three massages for life. Hell
yeah. Yeah, and I feel like it's sexual. I don't like it. I'm not rubbing up on my brother.
You wouldn't go get a massage from me?
No. That's like sexual. My top is off.
If my sister's a massage therapist, I will be getting massages every week for free.
What about brother, though?
It's different.
Because you don't have brothers, I know. But like, say, AB, say I become a massage therapist on the side, and I'm a professional. Would you go get a massage for me?
You know.
Why?
She didn't trust
you. I don't know.
See, now you're freaked out about it.
Yeah.
I would let my dad massage me. I would keep my shirt on, but...
What? I don't think that's how it works. What? That's not how massages work, humans.
I feel like you can't. So you do think
it's weird.
For a woman, you can't be topless and your brother's giving you a massage.
But
yeah.
If
it's reversed, it's different.
Yeah.
For some reason. I still wouldn't rub on my brother.
So I don't think that's okay. Look,
you would give Kevin a massage?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? But I would, it would be.
But you wouldn't let Kevin give you a massage.
Not if I'm topless.
Right. Why is it different?
It just is.
Because you can kind of see side boob when it's happening. Yeah.
Because of side boob? That's like a thing. People like show side boob now.
Not to your brother.
Right. No, like as tops. Like you have cleavage. It's the same as top.
No, it's different when it's actually just hanging there.
What kind of massage table just has your boobs just hanging there?
I mean, my boobs aren't big enough to go to the side, but that is a normal thing that happens to people.
See, here's the thing. My sister is My sister is an accountant. She's done my taxes.
Yes.
I wouldn't feel uncomfortable at all with her massaging me. I think, though, a guy massaging another woman, even if it is your sister, it's just a little creepy. It's just a little odd.
Wow.
Okay, I'm curious. Sister, sibling, is a massage therapist, says a professional. I'll give you free massages. Would you take it? 314-531-9898. We're going to take your calls on this on Y98 St. Louis. We're dancing commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And actually, if you listen on the Odyssey app for an hour, you can download it, listen for an hour, and then you instantly qualify for $5,000. That's pretty awesome while we're commercial free. Real question, would you get a massage from your sister? Sounds absolutely ridiculous, but this is like one of the conversations I had with one of my buddies. He's like, oh man, Jack's sister became a massage therapist and he's going to her for free massages. Isn't that weird? And I didn't think it was that weird. I'm like, no, I would like it. I don't have a sister, but if I had a sister and she was a massage therapist, I would take a free massage. Hell yeah. That sounds awesome.
That gives me the
egg. No, just not.
Why?
Because my sister looks like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Weird that you always say that.
Because she does.
Yeah.
So Kevin said
Kev's
his sister.
Kev's sister is a 10.
Kevin said his sister's too hot to massage him.
I can't watch Grease 2 anymore.
Oh my gosh. This is getting dark.
Kevin has got a weird thing going on with his sister. AB's like, my dad can massage me with my shirt on, which seems like a weird thing.
I feel like I'm the only one with a level head here. The only person that's going to massage me is going to be my partner, or it's like a hired professional, like woman.
That's what these
or
people
whatever.
Are.
It's not sexual.
It is not sexual.
It is.
Only if you make it that way, Hannah.
Okay.
What are you doing in there?
Yes. Like you're watching way too much porn movies.
No,
or something
I'm
like
not.
That.
I just think I'm not going to have Joe Schmo off the street rip off my shirt and rub my back for me.
First
I want
off,
that.
So you'd rather have
I
your brother.
That.
Yes. Yes. The question wasn't, is Joe Schmo can massage you,
right.
Which is actually what people really do on a regular basis. It was your brother.
No brother touching.
Nicole, you're a massage therapist. Is this what it's like? Is it sexual inside there? I feel like no.
No, not at all. I've done this for 18 and a half years, and I work on multiple family members. I work on my uncle, my aunt, I work on my mom, my stepdad, all kinds of people.
Do they act like Hannah? Do they get weird? Do they feel like my friend does, that it's weird for the sister? Like, would you rub your brother? Sorry.
It doesn't bother me at all. Like, it doesn't.
I guess I'm the problem.
I don't feel weird doing it. So.
Okay. Do they disrobe? Are they nude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? That's how
disrobe.
Why do you guys talk like this? Disrobe is like they're just giving you a massage. They can't keep your clothes on to give a massage. AB over here, I'll leave my shirt on to get a massage. That's not how massages work. And again, they're professionals. Thank you.
I know.
All right, let's go to Becky, who is also a massage therapist and professional. How do your siblings react if you give them a massage, Becky?
So far, I've only had my brother-in-law. We were on vacation. He threw his back out, and he's like, hey, I need you. No problem. I totally had him laying down. Obviously, I didn't have my massage cream or anything with me, but the house we were staying in had olive oil, so I used that.
Oh.
But I
had him
lay down. I rubbed his back, and... You know, and it was totally fine. It wasn't weird. When someone's in pain, when someone's uncomfortable, that's kind of our job is to fix whatever the problem is. So, yeah,
thank you for what you do. You're a hero.
And it wasn't weird for him.
And Hannah made olive oil sound. Oh, you're going to bust out the olive. Yeah. What do you do in the bedroom? That makes you think.
I promise you, I have nothing like that.
I never use olive oil. She's like, ooh, you have the olive oil? Like, yes, that could be the least sexual type of massage ever. She's rubbing olive oil on this guy to help him.
I don't know, he might be like, whoops, I threw my back out, tripping down the steps. Heard Sis will give me a good olive oil rub.
Oh my God. Okay, Kate, you.
Yes.
I think it's interesting the in-laws though. So your sister is a massage therapist, and would your husband go to her then? How does that work?
No, hard pass. Are you
uncomfortable with it? Or would you let your sister rub your husband?
Yeah, because my sister's a professional. She's been doing it almost 20 years. And I was like, go see my sister. Go get a massage. And he's like, nope, that's weird. Not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What are these people doing?
I agree
doing
with the hubby.
She can rub me down. She give me a massage. It's not sexual.
Anyone can give me a massage. I'm in desperate need.
Boom.
Yeah. She just wants to take her top off.
Right.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a glance here and see what's trending and what people are talking about. I'll look at the trending headlines and I'll read them off to Hannah, and she'll either tell me keep it moving or tell me more based off the trending stories. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock and see how many stories we get through. A woman in upstate New York found a kidney at a bar.
A kidney just laying on the tabletop or what?
Kinda. So Kate Marsh had been on dialysis for years, and she walked into a place called Tavern on the Mall to grab some takeout food. The owner literally yelled out to everyone at the bar, what's your blood type? There's a local teacher to end up being a match. They had surgery in May, and she has made a full recovery. That's how she found her kidney match.
Sometimes you just got to go for it, man.
Something like you just got to walk into places like, who wants to give me their kidney? Yeah. And then
looking
there's,
for organs.
Yes. And then there's an angel out there like that teacher.
Yeah.
Stupid criminal. A 44-year-old man posed as a security guard to get into the Taylor Swift concert.
Swifties will do about anything.
Even 44-year-old men are like Swifties.
Yeah.
So this guy dressed up in a suit, had a badge around his neck. The cops were called and they said, this guy's acting a little bit weird. He doesn't have a ticket. And he goes, oh no, I'm security. I drove these ladies over here to the concert and I'm their security guard. They're like, no, he didn't. And they had to escort him out and arrest him for impersonating an officer.
You gotta do something better. You gotta act like you're like a janitor or something.
What horror movie aligns with your zodiac sign?
Keep it moving.
Oh, you don't want to know what type of horror movie you would be?
I don't even know zodiacs, and it just confuses me.
You don't know your sign?
I get scared, and then no.
You don't know your sign?
Libra?
Yeah, then you're in the movie Get Out, which makes a lot of sense. See? All right, well, Kevin and AB won't get to know what their movie is. Let's go celebrity body parts.
Sure. Give me them.
Okay. So these are people who are asking plastic surgeons which body parts are their most famous, like, for, like, to request. Kate Middleton's, Emma Stone's, and Nicole Kidman's nose. Angelina Jolie's, Scarlett Johansson's lips. Jessica Simpson's breasts. Mila Kunis or Anne Hathaway or Megan Fox's eyes. And Halle Berry and Keira Knightley and Jennifer Lopez's
eye
chin.
Eye surgery?
Yeah, like get your eyes changed, yeah.
What?
You didn't know that was a thing?
No!
This is why we are the movie Get Out.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, I was surprised by this. According to like a recent survey or study for women, almost 70% of women agreed this is the number one red flag when trying to look for a mate or dating someone. And it was a mama's boy. I thought that was so interesting. I thought that women would like a mama's boy, but that was the number one red flag when they're like, hey, if you are looking to find a partner in life and he's a mama's boy, run. 314-531-9898. When you are looking to date or if you're married, is he a mama's boy? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Hannah?
I think I would really struggle to be with someone who was like a complete and utter mama's boy. Now,
really?
Let me be clear in saying that I think it's really important if your partner respects his mother and respects women. Like,
sure.
If he's talking down to her and like calling her names, obviously red flag, run. But if he's like, you know, over pleasing her, telling her like every single detail of your relationship, I just feel like it would be nearly impossible to sustain a good relationship with that person because you will never be their number one. Their mama is their number one, and you will never be their mother. And so I feel like it's just like a constant competition that you're never going to win.
You do bring up
like you're a third wheel at that point.
You bring up a solid point. So I was a mama's boy, I feel like, and it took me a long time to realize that like my wife is like my ride or die. She's my number one. And that was a hard... Like, it took a lot of lessons, I feel like, to realize that this is, like, my family. And maybe even took, like, getting married, actually, to, like, okay, that's my wife. Mm-hmm. But before then, like, when in terms of dating, I do think it was hard to ever see her as my number one. And it did create complications. But I feel like if you're a mama's boy, that means you're, like, sensitive and loving. No?
I know. I find it endearing and cute, especially when you're dating and, like, you're not married yet. To see how they treat their mom is, like, probably how they'll treat you in a lot of ways. So I feel like to have that level of respect with your mom and you're a mama's boy and you love her so much, I like that.
I think that you can still respect your mom but have your own self-boundaries as well.
Do you feel like then it's, like, that's what creates this imagery of like monster-in-law, like mama, because he's a mama's boy, mama's always gonna have,
yeah, mom's always gonna have an opinion. You are not gonna be like influential enough or anything. And I just like my biggest wish in a partner is that like you, like you're each other's people, you're each other's number one. And if you're dating a mama's boy, I'm sorry, that ranking's never going to change. His mother will always be first. That's going to be the person he turns to. That's going to be the decision maker. And that's just not something I'd want.
Well, how do you know, okay, or when do you know that he's a mama's boy? Like, is it immediate? Like, all of a sudden he's talking to his mom. Oh, he must be a mama's boy.
No.
Or like in my case, he lives in his mother's basement. He's obviously a mother's
that
boy.
That would do it.
Know?
No.
I mean, yeah. So, because like sometimes you don't really know they're a mama's boy until the relationship progresses, right?
You've been out the game a little bit, Kev. I think you could sense a mama's boy from like a mile away,
You can sense a mama's boy. And I don't want to make it sound like I don't like men who love their mothers or close with their family, because that's not true. But
no, there's a difference between like, I'm tight with my family and I'm a mama's boy. Like, there's a difference with like, my mom's my world type of, I think that's what you consider a mama's boy, right?
Yeah, definitely a difference.
I think that's at least how the poll is taking it. Is that a big red flag for you? Or you're like, AB, I think it's endearing that like the number one person in his life is a woman. And that means he's going to know how to treat a woman. 314-531-9898. Would you date or marry a mama's boy? Have you? When it comes to all the red flags that exist out there, all of the things that us guys could screw up, the number one thing, according to a recent survey, like 70% of women said this is the number one red flag when it comes to men, if he's a mama's boy. I was like, mama's boy. I was a mama's boy. Well, I'm not a walking red flag.
Well,
yeah, maybe. Actually, no, that's not helping the argument.
Love you.
314-531-9898. Do you agree that a mama's boy is a big red flag? Kayla, you've dated a mama's boy.
I did. And things were great. Like, we were in a good place. Things were amazing. And you could tell, like, with how gentle he was and mm-hmm. how he was, like, a gentleman, really soft-tempered. Like, everything was great. And I think he got a lot of that from his mom. But also, he wasn't much of his own person either.
That's what Hannah was saying. Mm-hmm. Yep. Eventually, mom starts to win.
Yeah,
mama starts to win. And what came in between us was, so I was, like, a upper manager of my store, my business, and apparently that wasn't good enough for mama. Mama thought he could do better, and she told me, she was like, well, honey, you need to do a different career path. You're just not making enough money. And I'm like, Marsha, you're a damn hairdresser. Oh, sorry, damn.
Get it, Marsha.
And I'm just like, okay, woman, let's get you a different career path at 2 years old. Okay, let's do it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And still angry.
Yeah. So, it really pulls on the heartstrings.
So you're no longer together because of Marsha, huh?
Yep, we're no longer together because of the Marsha. I'm like 6 foot. He was 6 foot nine. I'm like, we could have had some NBA babies. Yeah. And then you were here, Marsha.
Dang.
Marsha.
Damn you, Marsha.
Yeah, you could have had some NBA babies. I love how that's a Kayla thought of it, too.
Right, exactly. You took away my team.
Capri, you feel like you've dated someone who's had strong women in their corner. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's both. So me and my partner have been together for 9 years. I love my mother-in-law. We're not married, but I love her very much, and she's surprisingly easy to live with. But
yeah, her name's not Marsha.
Her name is Debbie. I hope you're not listening. Sorry. I think it's good if they respect their mom, but it is hard to have a partner who has all these strong women in his life.
Yeah, because it just kind of feels like it's competition, right?
Yes, so my partner has a daughter with somebody else. So I have my daughter's mother, his grandmother, his mom. So all these strong opinions, kind of, in what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And been living with my mother-in-law for several years. You know, you want to be the woman of the house. I want to come home and cook and do the things, and I want to be your girl. You know, I love her, but that's my role.
Thank you so much for the call, Capri.
That's a really good story.
It is interesting, though, that women would see other women as competition, though, because as a guy, you know, my wife has four brothers. I've never, like, thought of them like that, and maybe because she's the oldest, or maybe because I think women are less influenced by their brothers' like opinions or anything like that, and guys are a little bit like, well, my sister said this, or my mom said this, and we are influenced. I don't know what it is, but as a guy, I've never felt like competition from her, like her dad or anything like that. But as a woman, I think you do guys see each other as competition, which kind of sucks in some ways. But I think it's because us guys like literally fold to like whatever a woman says.
Also, that caller Capri, I know her and she is a very strong woman. I wanted to say that as well.
Sarah, you married a mama's boy, right?
Oh boy.
Yes, I am married to a mama's boy.
Oh, still married. Okay.
Yes. Currently, we've been together for almost 9 years, married for five of them. I married one. And it was kind of wild, I would say, like when I first realized how big of a mama's boy he was. But I love my mother-in-law very dearly. So I have a lot of respect for her and, you know, the love that he shows her. You know, he also shows me. Now, there's definitely some downfalls, right, that she likes to do all of the things for my husband, and I had to learn that, you know, kind of quickly. My husband's great. He helps all the time, but also there's certain things that I'm like, okay, thank you for training.
In a lot of ways, a mama's boy, like, a house breaks us. Right? Like, you trained him how to do this. He knows how to pee outside. Every single day we run commercial free for an hour, and you can just download the Odyssey app. You listen on the Odyssey app, and it gets you paid to listen. It's called Fall into 5K. It's $5,000 just for listening for an hour. You instantly qualify.
Easy as that.
It's so easy. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Ariana's taking some heat ahead of the Wicked premiere. I'll explain why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Miss Elvira. Oprah, the mistress of the dark and spooky season legend, recently did a little Q&A and was asked the question, who was your worst celebrity encounter? An eager fan in the crowd shouted like Ariana Grande, and Oprah took that response and ran with it. She shared a story about Ariana taking advantage of her hospitality.
She came and she brought 20 guests. She wanted 21 tickets. We're like, okay. And we give her the tickets and she goes backstage and she asks if I could take pictures with all of her friends and relatives she brought. I take a picture with every single one of them. I sign autographs for every single one of them. Then I say to her, can we take a photo together? She goes, no, I don't really do that. I mean, come on, okay? And then she left before my show started.
So Elvra and her team supplied Ariana Grande with all these tickets, and then Ariana wouldn't even take a picture with her, and then left all of her family and her people just at the concert.
I've heard so many stories like that about Ariana Grande.
Wow.
She's just not nice. It started with the whole like licking the donut thing went viral, and then there's story after story of her being rude.
I know, and it honestly does make me turn my head a little bit to like her music and her stuff, because I just don't have as much like sympathy or excitement for it anymore. But the comments on this video that's like going around in that Q&A are crazy. People are like, Ariana's playing the wrong witch. Like, people are really flaming her for this one.
Because she's the good witch, right? She's Glendale.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if this will have any effect on the Wicked premiere.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, people love Wicked. They're going to love it. But I just think they don't like her as a person, but they're just going to love Wicked.
Well, just to make a point, I'm not going to see it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one. This takes on average 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
I'm going to say it takes an average time to decide what you want to eat. Like at a restaurant?
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
3 minutes, 45 seconds?
Yep.
I sadly think that's how long you stay at a traffic light.
All right. 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's a long time.
Yeah, Kev. I don't know what you guys do in Illinois, all right, but St. Louis don't roll like that.
My second answer was sex, but I didn't think it was appropriate.
Whoa, Kevin.
You can
go 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Impressive.
Legend.
Impressive.
I feel like
somebody clock this guy. Uh-huh. Stopwatch.
I feel like it's not check your phone. Like you're checking your phone like every 3 minutes.
Someone's kind of sort of correct.
Really?
Yeah, explain. I have some explaining.
Well, Kev
to
gave two answers. So.
Maybe that's why Kevin's kind of sort of correct. 3 minutes and 45 seconds is what the average person does, but not Kevin. He's longer. No, it's not Kevin.
Shut up. Stop it.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. I said the average time for this is 3 minutes and 45 seconds. This is how long it takes, how long it lasts.
Oh, lasts.
Kevin said sexy time. And what else did you say, Kevin?
I also said waiting at a stoplight.
Waiting at a stoplight. Kevin just never goes green. Kevin's still sitting there. Hannah, you said what?
I said deciding what to eat at a restaurant.
An A-B.
And I said the time you're not on your phone.
Yeah,
like you're checking your phone every
You have to check
minutes.
It every 3 yeah. minutes and 45 seconds. Someone kind of sort of got it correct, and I know they're going to get mad at me. It's Hannah. It's the drive-thru. The average drive-thru experience is 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, I for sure count that.
But you said like picking out your food. Like people know what they want.
Not all the time.
And so at the drive-thru?
That counts as their drive-thru experience.
Well, Hannah got it correct then, guys.
Thank you. Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
Mega Minds.
Guys, our building smells like fried chicken.
It does.
It's
so gross.
Is it gross? It's the Brett Mega Show. And if you want to play along with us, if you could have your house or your work just smell like any food, what would it be for you? 314-531-9898. AB and I were doing a photo or video shoot yesterday outside, and we were walking around. I'm like, man, this building really just reeks like fried chicken, because there's a KFC downstairs, and you can smell it at all times, like through the pipes, everything. It always smells like fried chicken. I don't think that's a bad food to smell like.
Ew,
I do. You think fried chicken is?
I like it.
I know.
I don't mind it.
Grease.
Yeah, that's what grease is like sexy. Yeah, yeah, like greasier the better.
Amy said exactly.
She did it. But if you, what would you choose then?
Hannah? I would definitely choose warm sugar cookies. Is what I would want my house to smell like.
A sugar cookie.
That's like every candle flavor I get. Well, I am pretty seasonal with my candles, but typically I always have a sugar cookie dessert-y candle on deck. Oh yeah,
I'm like super a dessert sweet candle person too. My wife's like, why do you buy the dessert candles all the time?
You do seem like a dessert candle guy.
I know. I like the birthday cakes and the frostings and all that kind of stuff. I'm a cookie guy too, but I think chocolate chip cookies, like we're both, Hannah and I are both getting very specific. I feel like people, like when they sell a house, I've always heard like the secret to do is like to bake cookies in the house beforehand. Like
really?
Just makes your mouth water and makes it just smell like awesome. Yeah.
I had a remote event this weekend at Ashley Furniture and they said that you have to do cinnamon. That's what makes people want to spend money.
I don't know if I want my house to smell.
I think I'm more of a brownie person. I think I would want it to smell like brownies.
Yeah. Everyone's doing desserts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. And my smell,
wow, everyone went dessert,
is a smell you can smell when you go to Dairy Queen and you open up the freezer.
Oh, I
where
know
they
this
have
smell.
The birthday cakes and all the cold items.
Oh, we all went dessert.
Your birthday cakes.
You know what was like a runner up for me though, in terms of like what I want to place as popcorn.
Ew.
Like a fresh bagel. Yeah. Like when the
that's
pop
what my mom comes, would say.
Yeah,
probably,
like that's awesome. What do you mean? Ew. What food do you like only desserts, Hannah? Like, don't
well, to smell like? Well, when I clean with lemon. That's like, I feel relaxed and calm when I know that the kitchen is clean with lemon. But
who wants our place to smell like lemon? No, that's just.
That's how you know it's clean. Nah.
Bacon is another honorable mention. No one mentioned bacon.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. It'd be overpowering.
That smells like grease again. Like, like burnt.
I just want to bathe in grease.
Yeah, I guess I just love the grease because I'm down for that.
Yeah, the bacon and fried chicken,
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.